The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics. It's time for the Recruiting Roundup, your A to Z guide for Michigan football and basketball recruiting. Here's Sam Webb.
Well, not Sam Webb. Sam is at the NBA Top 100 camp, but we do have a recruiting roundup for you. It is brought to you by our good friend Joe Simon, our legal insider. In fact, Joe, we're scheduling Joe to come in studio at the end of the month on Friday, June 28th.
Then I'll know to be here for that at least then.
To get advice?
Yeah,
you're not in any trouble?
No, just in case though. Then I want to see the Silver Fox.
Oh, you want to see the Silver Fox.
Exactly.
He is regarded as one of the top 100 legal defense attorneys in all of America. If you need any legal defense help, nothing too big, nothing too small, Joe is there for you. You can find more at themichigandefenders.com. That is themichigandefenders.com. Joe, the Silver Fox, one of our football analysts here on the show, is a terrific guy, and he's an even better attorney. You can get more information at themichigandefenders.com. That is themichigandefenders.com. And so, as I said, Sam is down at the NBA Top 100 camp. He's going to report back from there. But in the meantime, we have some football recruiting for you. Here is Sam Webb talking one-on-one with Hawaii wide receiver elite athlete. He runs a sub-4.440. His name is Roman Wilson.
Sam Webb here with Roman Wilson, fresh off of your first trip to Michigan. So before we get to the visit, Roman, take me back to when you first became familiar with Michigan. I mean, it sounds like this is a school you knew about before you even visited.
Well, my family's born there, so I knew about it since ever. So, I mean, oh, that's a funny question to ask me.
So wait a minute. So, in Hawaii,
yeah,
you've known about Michigan football?
Yeah, because my mom and my dad are from there. My whole family, I'm the only one really from Hawaii, so.
Okay, all right. All right, so did you grow up watching Michigan football games or grow up a fan?
No, I didn't. I haven't really grew up watching too much college football. I just kind of stick to my own thing.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, so I do know that Michigan had a satellite camp in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I understand, you were at one of those satellite camps, right?
Yeah.
So take me back through that experience.
That was cool. That was the first time I met Coach Harwell. He had a bunch of these drills, I think five of them, and I got, like, first place in four of them. And he told me, he's like, yeah, you're a special guy. And he told everyone, he's like, look out for him in the next 4 years. He's going to be a top recruit, all that. And I just thought that was cool that now he's recruiting me. So that was crazy.
Now, how long ago was that exactly?
That was when I was in eighth grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, you won all those drills in eighth grade.
Yeah.
All right, so fast forward to last month. You go to the opening. I mean, you run the fastest 40. You killed it in 1-on-1s, and then it just seemed like the floodgates opened after that.
Yeah.
And that Michigan was one of the schools. Is that how it went down?
I talked to them before. This is like the first schools to offer me. I talked to a lot of them before the opening. Like I think they just wanted to see how I did there, to see if I was legit, and that's basically it.
All right. And so when the Michigan offer came through, because I think was it the day after the opening? It was like really shortly after that.
Yeah, the first week.
All right, so when they called, and did you know it was coming? Did you feel like they're calling me to offer me? did that one catch you by surprise?
That one caught me by surprise because that was the first time I talked to Coach Gattis on the phone. So that caught me by surprise. Usually coaches, they won't offer me like at first. Like they want to talk to me for a while to see what kind of person I am. But they talked to some of my coaches and found that out before even talking to me. So,
all right. So when you talked to him, how did he say? What did he say about how he thought you would fit into the offense? What did he think you would bring to the table?
I didn't talk to him that long because it was in between my classes at school.
Okay.
But he just said he wanted to bring in my speed because there's not people like that at Michigan. He said he thought that I can stretch the field out, you know, make plays and bring Michigan back to what they used to be.
Okay. All right, so fast forward to here over the last couple of days, you got the campus. Just first of all, your overall impressions of Michigan's facilities, of the coaches, just your biggest takeaways from your time here.
Probably the facilities, everything. And there's almost brand new. Their weight room is really big. They have two indoor fields, like two outdoor fields, a bunch of like training, like recovery stuff. It's just crazy. So I thought that was cool.
So how did Michigan's facilities stack up to other facilities you've seen?
compared to like a Cal and a UCLA, I say they all have the same amount of things, but Michigan just has a lot more of it, and there's a lot more space they have.
Gotcha. All right, so you got a chance to tour campus, you know, to get the academic presentation. What about those aspects of the visits? What did you think of those?
Michigan is probably one of the most academic first schools I went to. You know, they like football a lot, but they told me that you need your grades to get right first before football. So, you know, they told me that every day they're doing class checks, just making sure you're on your stuff. Like, you can't, there's no way you're going to cheat it there. So,
So before you got a chance to, as far as the non-coaches, the other people off of the football staff that you interacted with, anyone kind of really stand out from you spending your time with them?
Yeah, I met one guy. I forgot what his position was called, but he's good. He had a whole presentation set up for me, showed a lot of facts about why Michigan is one of the has one of the best educations in the U.S. So.
Okay. Now, you know, you want to run track too, right? Did you get a chance to tour the track facilities and talk to the coaches over there?
Yeah, I talked with a recruiter, not one of the coaches because he wasn't there, but I forgot his name. He's the Olympian, does hurdles. He's a really cool guy. He showed me everything.
Porter?
Yeah.
Jeff Porter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what did you think of him?
He's cool. You know, just being with him, being someone who ran in the Olympics and ran at that school, it shows a lot of what Michigan is about.
Okay. All right, so then transition over to the coaching staff. So you arrive at Schembechler Hall. Who do you see? Who do you meet first when you get there?
Like everyone, they're all there.
Wait, that's so all the coaches came out?
Yeah, everyone was there.
All right, so that means Coach Harbaugh came out. So.
Yeah, he led my tour for like the first half an hour maybe, so that was cool.
Okay, so give me your, so he led you around on the tour. He was out front in the visit. Your impressions of Coach Harbaugh now that you've had a chance to spend a lot of time with him?
He's a cool guy. Very relaxed and comfortable with his players and especially recruits. He knows, like, some coaches I talk to, they don't know how to, like when things get awkward, they don't know what to say. But, you know, there's never an awkward moment with him. He knew, like, everything, like, exactly what to say at all times.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Gotcha. All right. So, Coach Gattis, he's the guy that offered you.
Yeah.
He's put in the new offense. What did you think of Coach Gattis?
He's really cool. I watched him when he was at Alabama. I liked how his receivers were. So I think that's cool. Wanting to be a receiver like that, he coaches, and now he's at Michigan recruiting me. So.
so now that you've had a chance to sit down with him, and see how he would use you. I mean, how did he set? Because clearly your speed could be used in a number of different ways. Can you talk about different ways he could get you the football?
Like every way, playing in the backfield, at slot, sweeps, like anything. I think the only thing we might not do is Wildcat. So.
All right. So, you know, when it came to, you know, the comparisons, did he show you like Alabama tape and compare to anyone?
Yeah, we watched my tape, Michigan tape, old Michigan tape, Alabama tape, the Chiefs tape, just showing me every possible way that he can make me the best receiver I can be.
So did you, you know, have you taken a look at the style of offense that you wanna play in? Are you looking to get in the spread? Did Michigan's offense, is that the type of offense you wanna
play? Yeah, Michigan's changing to a spread, so they want me to fit in with the spread. I would like to play in a passing offense, of course, because what receiver wants to go to a running team?
Right.
But, yeah, just any school that can give me the ball and help better me to be the best receiver I can be.
All right, so you get a chance to hang with any of the players while you were on campus.
Yeah, I met with Mikey, an incoming freshman, Ronnie, he's a second year. I don't know their exact names. I met Peoples Jones and Nico.
So you were with all the receivers. So Mike Sangristel, Ronnie Bell, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Nico Collins. So the wide receiver crew, those were the guys you were with. What did you think? How did you feel like you fit in with those guys?
They were cool. I think everyone at every school is cool because they know what I'm going through. They've been in the position I'm in, and they know how to treat everyone.
Okay. So what in terms of experiences outside of the facilities, what stood out to you the most? Like, what was the thing that when you look back 6 months from now and things are kind of foggy, the thing that you know you're going to remember about this business?
Everything was pretty nice. That's pretty much it. I thought it was going to be a lot uglier, but it's pretty nice out here.
So, you know, that's a thing. So let's get to criteria for when you make a decision. Is distance from home, is that going to be a big factor for you in your final decision?
No, because no matter where I go, I'm still going pretty far, so mm-hmm. It don't matter where I go.
So what are the things? Let's pretend that you're getting ready to sit down and make a decision. When you do that, what are going to be the biggest factors in that choice?
First, my education. So I want to get a good education. Second is probably my football experience. You know, I want to be able to play sooner than later. I don't want to be in my fourth year and I'm just now starting or something like that. My third one is probably my college experience. You know, I don't want to be stressing all the time about, oh, these people are treating me different. You know, these professors are really hard on me. He's giving me a hard time. So just like small things like that. Okay. These things I'm looking at.
All right, and then as far as what about weather? I mean, you said you could go far.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go is going to be far, but weather could be different. I mean, is that going
to
be a factor?
I mean, compared to Hawaii, the weather is going to be different anywhere. So I don't think you can get anywhere like you can get in Hawaii. So
you think you can handle snow?
I've been in snow before.
Okay.
It ain't that bad.
Okay.
You just got to throw in some extra clothes.
All right. So timeline. Have you thought about when you'd like to make a decision going to your senior year?
I would like to commit before the season, but I think I'm just going to make a top three, top two before the season and just kind of slow down my recruiting process. And, you know, I want to come out and see some of the games of the schools I want to go to and see what that's like. So probably after the season, now that I'm thinking about it.
So that means that sometime in the next couple of months you plan on cutting down your list?
Yeah, probably soon.
Probably soon?
Yeah.
All right, so as far as Michigan is concerned, did they help themselves with this visit?
Oh, yeah.
Move up your list?
Yeah. I mean, this list from visiting here, I think they're in the same spot. I mean, my top five is probably the same order it's going to be in because I want to see, like, what's more does the school have to offer me before I rank them as, like, a number one spot, so.
Okay. So, but Michigan would be in your top five?
Yeah.
I haven't seen your top five.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're up there.
All right.
So.
Do you know other schools right now that are definitely a school or two?
I know a couple for me right now. I can't say yet because,
okay.
I mean, you guys got Michigan, but.
All right, so Michigan is definitely in the top five. Your circle, who are the people that you're leaning on the most to help you make this decision?
My family, friends, that's basically it. Just my close people that really helped me get this far in my life. David Kamalani, yeah, he helped me the most probably to get me out here. So, you know, he's like my mentor.
Gotcha.
So the things he tells me to do, that's who I tend to listen to the most.
Gotcha. And so you said mom and dad are from Michigan. Are they Michigan fans?
I think so. I don't know. Who knows?
have they tried to, you know, throw in a little go blue here and there?
Definitely my dad. My mom just kind of does whatever.
Now, do you still have family in Michigan?
Yeah, my brother and sister lives here. My grandparents, cousins, nephews.
Okay. Yeah. And so does that help the case at all? Does that factor in at all that you would have family in the area?
Yeah, definitely. For at least my dad coming out to be able to see the games, my mom, my siblings, yeah.
Gotcha. All right, and so last couple here. Other visits, like do you have any other visits set already?
I have Oregon. That's probably the only one that's set right now. So that's basically it. I know some schools want me to get out there, but I'm just looking for a good time frame to get out there.
Now, did Michigan talk about, I mean, it seems like you did everything already except see a game. Did Michigan talk about bringing you back for a game?
Yeah, I talked to them. I want to come back for the Ohio State game.
And will that be an official visit?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Roman, thanks a lot for your time, man.
All right, thanks, man.
Sam Webb, one-on-one with Roman Wilson. You heard it right there, coming back for the Ohio State game for an official visit. We'll have more reports on Roman and more for the recruiting night of tomorrow and Friday as well, while Sam is down at the NBA Top 100 camp. And, of course, Sam will report back from that camp as well, especially on Monday. We'll be broadcasting live from the Michigan From the Heart golf outing out of Travis Point Country Club. And we'll tell you a little bit more about that later on in the show. But coming up next, I've been looking forward to this, an hour, what we've been calling or previewing as the Michigan Baseball Alumni Hour. Dan Seeger is here. We're going to be joined by Derek Kerr, Jeff Jacobson, Ken Hayward, and Fred Erdman. It's Erdman, right?
Yes,
I'm getting a thumbs up on that one. I want to make sure I pronounce it properly. We're going to have the Michigan Baseball Alumni Hour coming up next as we continue to celebrate Michigan returning to the College World Series for the first time since 1984 here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.